The Olympics are on. Rog, you've been watching every minute of it.
I've not really quite watched anything yet. I've caught bits and pieces, you know, in passing. I haven't really tuned into an event. I had to come in this morning and try to see what the hell's going on.
I flip by and I watch for like 2 minutes just to get a feel for what's going on. And then I'm like, okay. And then I move on and look for Shawshank or some old movie that's probably running. But
well, you know me, I'm waiting for the hockey to gear up.
Yeah.
So there's certain things I do like. I was watching curling the other day.
Curling is a lot of fun.
I guess it was, yesterday or Saturday? And well, basically, I was watching whatever was on the TV inside the casino. And with no sound.
All right.
It's better that way. I don't hear the announcers. I don't have to hear the backdrop stories.
Mm-hmm.
I can just watch them, you know, in passing.
Curling, I don't know what they're doing
or
how they're winning, but it's fun to watch, right? I mean, they sweep in front of the rock.
Well, there is an actual scoring system, so at least it's not, you know, just a subjective judging. By the way, I'm going to have at the top of the hour about how the American figure skater lost to two skaters that fell.
How do you lose to someone when you didn't fall, but they fell, and you lose to them?
Well,
how bad are you?
Oftentimes, if they fall, they might be just trying harder jumps and things.
So they get more
and they failed.
So if you wanna play it safe and just not do the big jumps like everybody else does, then you can still get perfect, but you don't get any points for having the big.
Yeah, because there are certain moves you're required to make.
I mean, if I just went out there, I can skate and just skated around the rink. And then even backwards, and then just skated off, and then the others fell trying to do triple axles. I probably don't deserve to win.
You would lose to the people.
But, I mean, this guy, Adam Rippon, the American skater, who skated from what I'm told a clean program, and two others, including a Canadian, literally fell in their ass, or arse, in Canada.
As they say up there.
And I'm like, okay, I think there just should be a rule that you fall, you lose, okay? Sorry. Go off the ice.
But maybe they landed some good big jumps that he didn't do.
All I'm going to remember is the fall at that point. I guarantee you that's all anyone watching.
I think if you fall.
Oh, you're not even looking at the rest. They're just like, that dude just fell. That's all.
I think if you fall, you lose.
Yeah.
That's my thing. I think if you fall, you're out.
No,
we got to have subjective arguing about the judges.
You couldn't stay upright.
Now, I have a close friend. She teaches figure skating. Here in town, and she would obviously argue this with me. But, you know, for the laypersons, I can't understand people that fall, how they win.
Yeah.
You know, you failed.
That's like the worst
thing. Try again.
That's the worst thing that could happen.
Right. You're not skating now.
Yeah.
You're on the ice.
You actually fell. Well, well, I can't wait to hear more about that in the sports.
I think we covered it now.
Raj.
Dean, it's Eagle Fest 2018. It's this summer at the Smart Financial Center in Sugarland featuring the Steve Miller Band and Peter Frampton. Hey, two good guitarists right there. And it's going to be Saturday, July 28th, Smart Financial Center in Sugarland. Tickets go on sale this Friday, but you can win them before you can buy them when you hear a Steve Miller song, 7 to 7 here on the Eagle.
And you're going to hear a Steve Miller song sometime in the next 15 minutes. It's going to be Swing Town. Look, we just tell you everything, don't we, now? Listen for Swing Town and hear in a minute, and if you're the 12th caller, you win.
Which is what he opened with when I saw him years ago. And it was really cool because, you know, how it's, everybody in the audience was doing that, and he came out, and I was at the time like, Steve Miller, okay. But the show was terrific.
He's great.
Pleasantly surprised. So it's going to be Steve Miller and Peter Frampton, who always rocks. So that'll be good.
713-343-1075 when you hear the Steve Miller play in just a few moments on the Eagle. Susie with the Eagle Update.
President Trump will be sending his budget to Congress today. He will also unveil his long-awaited infrastructure proposal. OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma will stop promoting the painkillers to healthcare officials today or professionals today in response to the opioid crisis. Meanwhile, there's a battle brewing between Prince and the county attorney's office in Minnesota where he died from an opioid overdose. The singer's family wants access to evidence in the criminal investigation into his death. They say it's confidential. New CDC statistics show over 4,000 Americans died from the flu or pneumonia during the third week of January. February is the peak month for the sickness, and the death toll is set to rise amid Tamiflu shortages that are being reported across the country. Meanwhile, a 38-year-old teacher and mother of two from Weatherford, Texas, died from complications from the flu after deciding the $116 Tamiflu medication to treat it was too expensive. An explosion and fire at a power station in Puerto Rico has caused even more blackouts there. 450,000 people still without power because of Hurricane Maria. There are 57 CenterPoint Energy crews there trying to help. 50 Shades Freed was number one at the box office this weekend, raked in $38.8 million. The 50 Shades of Grey franchise, the three movies now, have made over $1 billion worldwide.
They must be really good.
Why did I keep... Am I been reading the wrong things that it was just panned, wasn't it?
It's, yeah, like 13% favorably reviewed.
Yeah, but people just...
Like bad movies?
Aren't getting enough sex at home, I guess. I don't know.
That's your theory?
Go on to Pornhub. You can get it for free, and it's better.
I heard that the reviews were hilarious for this thing, about how horrible it is.
Really?
The sex is the worst sex ever filmed. The two characters seem to have no...
Oh, they hate each other.
Chemistry with each other.
They obviously do not like
each other. So this is the third one.
Yes. It's a trilogy.
This one has a whole murder plot side point to it, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't want to give out any spoilers on it. I haven't seen it.
Well, yeah, Dean, I haven't seen it yet, okay? I was going to go this afternoon.
You read the book. And an Outback employee has been fired for her online comments she made after getting stiffed on a tip. The woman complained after Christ Fellowship Church picked up a $735 order and didn't leave a tip. She says she lost out on other tips because the church's order took so long to put together. She said 15% gratuities should be standard.
This is on a takeout order.
Mm-hmm.
We've been debating that off the air about the whole takeout protocol. Tipping. It seems to be just on a voluntary basis. I tend to do it, but not a full 20, you know, like when, unless it's a curbside delivery, then that's a little more effort, and then you kind of have to gauge that. Emily Post is dead.
From beyond the grave. That you're under no obligation to tip for takeout orders unless you get something extra, like a curb service or an unusual order. Size like that church order.
You know, I've been a waitress and I know that you're still doing everything. You're still putting it together. You're still getting the silverware. You're still assembling the order.
Sometimes some restaurants, it's just the cooks put in a bag and take it up to the register, and the waitress isn't involved at all. And there's just a cashier.
If the cashier hands me a sack, and I had to wait in line, by the way, with five people in front of me to get my sack of food.
Right.
Probably not going to tip, but with the curbside, that's extra.
You're the dude in Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah.
Why should I tip at McDonald's?
They don't tip at Burger King.
They don't tip at Burger King.
Why should I tip? Because society says I should.
Steve Buscemi.
Why do I tip at some places and not others? Yeah. Tim Buscemi, he's great.
I'm Susie Hanks. Here's Roger Sport.
Sports brought to you by Classic Auto Group. Galveston Rockets win their eighth straight, 104-97. When will they lose? They beat the Mavericks for the seventh straight time. Let's talk baseball.
Woo!
The Astros are just, days away, basically, from reporting to West Palm Beach, Florida. In the meantime, there's been a little thawing in the free agent signings. You know, there's been this kind of cold war between the owners and the free agents. But the Cubs have struck. They signed pitcher Yu Darvish, who's been out there for quite some time, to a six-year, $126 million deal. And the first thing I would tell the Cubs is tell Yu to change his signals, because the Astros all knew what his pitches were before he threw them in the World Series. That's Eagle Sport. Today's Wild Pitch brought to you by Classic Auto Group Galveston. Having played and watched hockey my entire life, I can appreciate the brilliance of Olympic figure skaters, but the arbitrary and often corrupt judging is maddening. During the men's team figure skating event, American Adam Rippon skated what most people say was a clean program. The only mark against him is he skated to the music of Coldplay.
Demerit.
Two of his competitors, a Canadian and Russian, both fell, yet scored higher than Rippon. First of all, what the hell is a Russian doing there? I thought they were banned. He must be the only Russian that isn't doping. Secondly, if your mission is to skate upright on the ice and you fall on your ass, you failed. No matter how brilliant the rest of the routine or how hard the maneuver that landed you on your ass. Look, it's simple. When you walk on a high wire and you fall, you failed. If you're rock climbing and you fall, you freaking failed. So if you fall on your ass figure skating, you don't get a medal. That's today's Wild Pitch.
Now, Raj.
Also got Paul Simon coming to town this summer, June. And he'll be at the Toyota Center. He's still that big of a deal. And we've got tickets to see the legendary Paul Simon. If he can solve one-note Simon.
One-note Simon, diabolical.
You know, my son, who, as you know, is a guitarist, and he's been trying to branch into now picking. And he says he's been trying to do Paul Simon, and he says it's ridiculously hard.
His style.
Some of the picking that he does.
It sounds simple.
Probably real guitarists know this, but, you know, it's yeah, it does sound simple, but he's, you know, listen to those many those songs. He's brilliant.
See if Ralph can get this. Ralph, how are you today?
Good. How you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Always excited, Ralph. Let's see if we can get you these tickets.
Yeah, right on. What's up, guys? What's up,
Sue? Where are you, Ralph?
I'm working out by the Trinity River area where it flooded. I'm out by in Rose City, the other side of Beaumont.
Wow, you're a way out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of work are you doing?
We're building cabinets to get people in there, back in their houses. A lot of flooding was out here.
You know, every time I was just out that way, out towards Lake Charles this weekend, and you go through that stretch through Orange and Beaumont, and there still have stuff piled out front on the streets. It still hasn't even been cleaned up. I mean,
think about how hard we were hit here, but all the surrounding areas.
Well, yeah, so. Montgomery County. No one ever talks about that. It's always about Houston, and they're still dealing with, you know, billions of dollars. Mm-hmm.
Don't forget about where it hit.
Right.
Was it Rockport? Down south?
Yeah, down by Port Aransas area down
crazy,
there.
Crazy, yeah.
Well, yeah,
Ralph,
down there.
You're doing good work. I hope you can win this. Let's play the one note from Paul Simon. Hearing just from that single note, you have to tell us the name of the song. Are you ready to hear the note?
Yes.
All right, stand by. Here comes the note. Name it.
Sound of Silence.
It's a great guess. It's a big song.
Oh.
It is not Sound of Silence.
Thank you, Ralph. Back to work. Hello, Gary.
Yes.
What is that song?
Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Is it the legendary Bridge Over Troubled Water? Dean, no.
Oh, man. Hi, who's this?
This is Crazy Mike.
Crazy Mike, what are you doing?
I'm trying to get that one note hit from Paul Simon.
Let's play it one
you
more
know,
time.
I have to say, if you call yourself Crazy Mike, there's probably a really good chance that you are.
Yeah.
Well, one guy asked me if it was on my driver's license. I told him yeah.
Okay, there you go. All right, here's the note again. Name the song.
I'm going to go with Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Oh, no. I was just guessed. It's not correct. Good try. Sorry.
Thanks, guys.
He is crazy.
Maybe Dan knows the answer. Dan.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. What up?
Hey, here's the Slip Sliding Away.
Slip Sliding Away?
That's a Paul Simon solo hit. Not correct.
I think all these songs start with the same note.
They start with him on guitar. That's why I said it was going to be difficult.
Maybe Maria knows. What is it, Maria?
Hi, it's One Trick Pony.
One Trick Pony.
Ooh, interesting selection. Not correct.
No.
We're going to have to play two notes? Are we going to have to double it?
I don't know if I can technically. I guess I could probably try to do that. Hang on. Corey.
Adios, amados.
Good morning. What's going on?
No, that's the song name.
I know. He was guessing a song, which is not correct.
No, I don't know that one. Mike.
Hey, is it Kodachrome?
Kodachrome. We're going to name everything.
Yeah, we're now going to, and the bad part is he's got like 300 songs. This could take a while.
Let me
see if we can play a little more.
I can attempt to add in a second note here.
Technically, live on the air, this has never been done.
lot of stations would not attempt this. All right. I have two notes now for the next caller.
Completely changes
Come
the
on.
Game.
Well, we got to stretch it out. Rebecca. Rebecca.
Hello?
Oh, who's this?
Robert.
Robert. Oh, all right, Robert. See if you can get the, do you know what, or do you want to hear two notes?
I'm going to take a guess.
Wow.
All okay. right. I like your
you
moxie.
Take that second note, but go ahead.
Mrs. Robinson.
Oh, no. Should have taken the second note. Why didn't you go for the note?
All right. Let's force the next person to listen to both notes. We've got to move on.
Hey, Rebecca, how are you today?
Yes, good morning.
Welcome to the show. I'm going to play the two notes for you now. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right.
Oh, that should spring it if you're a Paul Simon fan.
Oh, my goodness. I was going to say Me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Oh. Drew maybe knows. Drew.
Good morning.
Hi.
Is it Scarborough Fair?
It is not Scarborough Fair.
We're going through the greatest hits.
I will
right
say
now.
This. He's sitting in a railroad station.
Joe.
I got it.
All right.
Homeward Bound.
Homeward Bound.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket.
Homeward Bound. And you are bound, sir, to see Paul Simon for this big farewell tour. Ooh, at the Toyota Center, June 2nd. Congratulations. Hold on the line. We'll hook you up. So we picked a movie clip that has a ice skating theme to it.
Sure. The Olympics are going on. Always very relevant. That's what we're known for. Topical. TOMA, Dean, I call it. Top of Mind Awareness.
And as we thought about this, there were only two ice skating movies that actually came to mind. There was Ice Castles.
Mm-hmm.
From the 1970s.
With right. Robbie Benson.
And we immediately rejected that.
And we went with the other option. Let's go to caller 12 here. It's Alex from Houston. Alex, how are you today? Alex, what's going on?
Not much. Just stuck in traffic here on 45.
Oh, that is the worst.
Ugh.
It is the worst.
Where, north or south? Where you be?
Well, I was coming from the north, so right now I'm right here by Dallas Street.
All right. Well,
is it
Is
it a wicked backup there?
It would be a wicked backup, yes.
Rocker. Right.
So let's let's see if we can cheer things up for you with the movie clip. Now I'm going to play it again, okay?
All right.
I have it right here.
Where is it?
The dance lift, the side-by-side jump, the throw jump, all of these are weapons in the pair skater's arsenal, and used properly, they can slay your opponent. Used improperly, you can break every bone in your body.
What is that classic movie?
That would be Blades of Glory.
Blades of Glory. Yeah, starring Will Ferrell and Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah.
That was a great movie.
That's right.
I don't remember his name.
I forgot
anymore.
The Napoleon Dynamite. He's Napoleon Dynamite. I don't know that guy's name.
Yeah. He is. I actually don't remember his name either. I just remember Will Ferrell.
Do you remember this? What is the name of the ice maneuver, dance maneuver, that's so deadly, if performed wrong, it could decapitate your partner?
The legendary Iron Lotus.
That is the Iron Lotus. Wow.
Good job.
You know your Blades of Glory.
Yeah, it's a funny movie. I enjoy that movie.
It is. It's good. All right. Nice job. You're on your way to see Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Sam Houston Race Park in April. Hold the line. We will hook you up.